Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Monday night show of the Draft Doctors. My name is John Crockett and as always joining me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you going, mate?
Up and about, Jono. I am up and about.
I suppose your boys had a pretty big win against some Witches Hats today.
Yeah, no, they had a good win, but I was down at San Remo, down near the island, Phillip Island, and just had a really nice day with the Fizz family, actually, and it was just a nice day.
Very nice indeed. Moving on to the show today, we've got a heap to get through, but starting off with the news, and if you didn't see it last night, the dirty dog in Alex Rance has copped a two-week, or has been offered a two-week suspension for his... what would you call it, a slap in the head or punch in the head to Jack Watts when he was on the ground trying to get up last night?
Well, it was a clenched fist and a forearm to his head when he's lying prone on the ground. Like, that was horrible, man. I don't care, frustration, blah, blah, blah. That was really dirty as far as I'm concerned.
About as dirty as Ben Cunnington into Ablett, you reckon?
I'd say worse.
Yeah.
I'd say worse, man. Oh, I mean, they're both pretty bad, but, I mean, at least Alex Rance is a good player, whereas Ben Cunnington is a total scrub.
Wasn't he going to average 115 this year, according to Mark Robinson?
Yeah, Robbo had him penciled in for 115, which, if you were taking his scores as captain, that'd be about right.
Yep.
Yep. Good call, Robbo. You stick to making up stories about drug cheats, and we'll continue on with life.
That's it. And some other horrible news today. It's been confirmed that Nathan Fyfe has fractured that leg of his again, so he's gone in for surgery, or he's seen the surgeon today, and we'll see. Ross Lyon's prepared to sit him out for the rest of the season if he's get him fully recovered.
This is horrible news for Fyfe owners. I mean, what do you think they should be doing right now besides panicking?
Panicking, running around screaming loudly, and then take a deep breath, just wait till we see how long he actually is going to be out for, and then make an assessment from there.
Yeah, I think waiting 2 weeks is probably a good idea, because people might come at you with a really low-ball offer.
Oh, big time.
Look, if Fyfe is out for the season, then fine, I guess you can drop him, but if he's out for 10 weeks, that means he's probably back for finals. And, you know, if you ditch him for nothing, then I'd like Fyfe come finals.
Well, look what he did last year. He played the finals, Supercoach and that, and on one leg and knocked out some pretty good scores. So
yeah, that's right. So I definitely think, you know, if you've got him, like, that's horrible luck and we hate seeing players get injured. But I'd really just hold firm and just take 2 weeks to assess what sort of options. And, I mean, unless someone comes at you with a really good offer, then, you know, I'm all for it. And you're in a shallow bench league like AFL Elite or Supercoach, then, hey, I might take a really good offer, but otherwise I'm holding fast.
Yeah, similar with those Jason Johannesson owners, you're holding on to him as well, because we know he's definitely a 10-weeker, so after the bye rounds he'll be back up and running.
Yeah, that's right. And we know the defenders are just going down like flies this year, so...
And we've had another one go down, actually, in Michael Johnson. Today's come out, and he's torn the hammy tendon as well as a tear to his medial ligament, which is in the one leg, which is not good at all. So he's off to see the surgeon, and once that's confirmed, they'll definitely know how long he's going to be out for.
That's just shocking news for MJ. I'm a really big Michael Johnson fan. I just really like watching him play, but bad news.
Yeah, and he was really good yesterday in that loss to Carlton into defence, but did that injury in the last few minutes, and not good for the Michael Johnson owners, me being included.
Oh, well.
But we move on now, but if you'd like to follow us on social media and like to ask us a question of what to do with these players, you can hit us up on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors and then hit the like button and ask us what to do with these players.
I had a there was a couple little bit of news tidbits that I don't want to, you know, rain on your thing, Johnny, but that maybe you could have touched on. Being what? Jaeger O'Meara.
I haven't seen this one.
That's probably why I haven't touched it. He's been back running for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And looks like returning to football, definitely returning to football before the buys.
Through the kneeful or?
Well, it sounds like he'll be through the kneeful, but it doesn't sound like the kneeful is all that far away.
Wow. So if he's still in your pools there, pick him up, guys.
Or maybe throw a low ball offer at an owner who's struggling.
Yep.
And also, Sandy, he was only listed at 5 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great news for a Sandy owner.
Oh, big time. Especially if someone rage traded him out or injury traded him out and someone's got him for a good price.
Yeah, well, we recommended a couple of weeks ago trading out Brody Grundy. Maybe you could have got that deal done.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't know. But that was something we recommended. And Grundy stunk it up today, didn't he? 54 and, 92 in Dream Team. That's pretty good. But 54 in Supercoach, oof.
Yeah, when you had that big beast in Matthew Leuenberger jumping over it all day.
I didn't think Louis played all that bad.
He was solid. He was solid.
I thought he was all right, man. I think he's doing okay.
Yeah,
we'll get to the duds of that game pretty quickly, and I think you know who I'm going to nominate.
Oh, I've got him there. Starts with a Z, does it?
And I hate ragging on people with names that start with Z, but...
But no, that was actually the first time I sat down and watched an Essendon game, and, they were pretty putrid.
Yeah.
But a few injuries to come out of the weekend. Daniel Hannanbury got poked in the eye by Luke Parker. He should be all right, but Luke Parker's just like, hey, stop taking my super coach points there.
I don't know what it is with Sydney guys and poking each other, but...
Whoa! Must be the city.
Whoa!
Adam Saad, if you're an owner, he's got groin soreness yet again. We know last year he missed a couple of weeks with that, so that's one to monitor. Gary Ablett.
Disappointing. I like watching Adam Saad play.
Yeah, I think he had that massive run, kicked the goal, and then that's where we didn't see him again. Gary Ablett might have to go in for a quick surgery to get Ben Cunnington's knee out of his back, but I think he should be okay for that one.
Man, that was... His concern, he had injury worries before that, his ankle.
Mm.
He was getting work on that. He spent a lot of time off the ground. So, man, if I'm an Ablett owner...
Big worries right
there. You know what? Ablett might be a great guy to float. If someone's lacking a captain option, you might be able to really get some fantastic value. I'm not saying to go do it, but I'm saying you might be able to get some fantastic value because Ablett, it's Ablett, Jesus.
And we know what he's like with his injury history. He gets a cold and he's out for 6 weeks. So.
Yeah.
But, one to look out there for, depending on how we go later in the week. Another one that's out is also forward defender, Matthew Suckling, gone for, he reckons, 1 to 2 weeks with that knee and ankle.
That's disappointing. I thought Suckling could really...
step up.
I thought he'd shine with Johannesson and Murphy out. I thought he was the guy... who was really going to take a bump in that Dogs defense.
Well, he did in the previous week where he pulled out a massive 124, and it's lucky he didn't do that. He thought he actually did that ACL again of his, but it just seems to be a bit of a knock. But, 1 to 2 week there for Matthew Suckling.
Well, thank goodness.
Mm. Alan Christensen decided to run into Steph Martin on Saturday night. That is why he scored putrid. Not a good idea.
Steve May came out of it fine, so why not Bundy?
Yeah, a bit different heights and sizes there, but and also a bit of a concern for Lee Montagna owners. It's a double combo here: soft tissue and old age, with that hammy little thing he did on the weekend. So could be a week maybe, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to take too many chances with Montagna. Didn't really seem like an incident, and people was just like the commentators were just suggesting soreness, but yep. I really don't think they're going to take any chances.
No. And Nick Riewoldt also copped a knock to his knee as well and went down to the race for a little bit, but came back and seemed all right.
Yeah, came back and took two of the best contested marks in the match, and mate, he was unbelievable.
That was the old school Nick Riewoldt.
Oh man, he's such. You know what? Anyone who wants to hang it on Nick Riewoldt, come through me because I don't even go through for St Kilda, but he's one of my favourite players to watch. Like, that guy puts it out there every week. He leaves nothing on the field. He's unbelievable.
It was pretty good yesterday. I thought.
But he's good. Anytime that guy takes the field, he gives everything he's got. If he has a down game, it's not...
Not through lack of trying.
No, exactly right. He's just fantastic. And just straight to the Hall of Fame. Like, that guy's just a freak.
Yeah, absolutely. And his cousin also, even though it didn't really affect his scores too much, twisted his ankle and went off for a little bit of treatment, but seemed to be okay. After that, kicked a couple more goals and whatnot. Also, Alex Rance decided to run headfirst into Angus Brayshaw. Again, not a smart move. Copped a bit of a knock to his neck, and this was before he decided to belt Jack Watts. And today, Varko, Danny Tammy yet again.
Oh, that's terrible news for Collingwood, really, because we know when he's on the field, he's been so good for Collingwood.
Yep.
And he had the hammy injury coming into the season.
Yep.
But, you know, we really hope he comes back because, man, James Aish, who is their other halfback flanker, and, I mean, they're just running out of halfback flankers. I mean, Scharenberg's down. Who's the other guy who's down for the ACL?
Ramsey.
Ramsey's down with an ACL. Aish is terrible. Maynard, ugh. Mate, the ghost of Ben Reed's going to have to get a hologram of Ben Reed, and I don't know what they're going to do. But, I mean,
how quickly can we clone players?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But not looking good for the Collingwood defence as well. Similar to the Bulldogs defence, they're in a bit of trouble at the moment.
I mean, they're playing West Coast next week. Can you imagine what they're going to do to them?
Oh, my. Is that in West Coast?
That's in West Coast.
Oh, load up on the Eagles, please.
Yep.
But we're going to move on now to our studs and duds for the week.
You better rip through these, actually.
Yeah, I've got that many studs. It's not funny, but starting off with Friday night, I've got Poppy and Rioli, Sloan and the old man Thompson yet again.
Man, I'll tell you what, anyone who was on board with our advice on old man Thompson, if you're playing Dream Team, you're pretty freaking happy with life right now. Yeah, but Poppy, what a gun game. Bit of a downer for Jordan Lewis, though, I thought, Jono.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks in a row now that he's sputtered it up a little bit.
But he is liable to do that. But he'll come good.
He'll come good, yeah. He was okay in Dream Team, but horrible in Supercoach with a score of 57, I think it was.
Terrible.
And Eddie Betts had a pretty quiet game, too.
So, yeah, I thought, you know, that game pretty well went to script for mine.
What, the umpires helped Hawthorn win?
No, I just meant in terms of player scores.
Oh, yeah. And the Saturday Arvo game.
But I'm still worried as if I'm a Sam Jacobs owner. Ugh.
Well, I was out for drinks on Saturday night and I asked one of our mates in our legal records who has Jacobs. I said, what do you think about Jacobs? And it just got deathly silence.
Yeah, that's right. You can't feel good about it because you probably spent a high pick on it. And rightly so. There's no knock on anyone who did that, but I'm feeling happy that I didn't spend that high pick on a guy like Jacobs. Like, if you could have spent a lower pick on probably Nick Nat, probably Gawn.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a really tough one. I mean, you can't get rid of him because then you're fishing the pool.
Yeah, that's right. And you just know as soon as you do get rid of him, he's going to go big.
Yeah, he's a really tough guy to own for me. Probably more so than anyone in the league.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but you know, onwards we press.
But moving on to the Saturday game, we had a pretty good game, actually. The Swans and the... it was going to be a good game. The Swans and the Eagles at the SCG. Luke Parker, man, he's ripping it up this year already.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. I'm really glad I got him in my salary cap team. I actually thought it was a good game. Jono, I'm a bit more... People probably don't know this, but I'm a bit more of a fan of the contested bogged-down games. I know everyone likes to see goals, but I actually think it's better the other way. I like it where goals are worth more. So it was, and I like a bit of wet weather footy. That's fantastic. So, Parker starred. Man, Teddy Richards, though.
Oh,
man, he killed it. He played awesome.
He did destroy it. I mean, what he scored? He scored massive. I'm like, as I looked at it on Saturday, I was just looking at his scores. I'm like, how is he doing this? Like,
yeah, He played great. Another guy who played great, who's probably more fantasy relevant, but on that cusp, Jeremy McGovern, man.
Yeah, I got McGovern sitting there. He destroyed it.
Yeah, he had a really good game. Did you have anyone else who I mean, there was a lot of guys who sort of
Canterbury and all that. But how's this? I'm playing in my salary cap game, Supercoach. Someone captained McGovern this week.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's a ballsy move. or just they clicked the wrong person and didn't know it. I had a couple guys who I thought were down. I actually thought Matt Prittis was down, given the conditions. The conditions. And his first quarter?
He killed it.
His first quarter, he had about 50 points in both forms and didn't even turn up in either.
No.
So that, I thought Prudis was a bit of a letdown for me. And Jack Redden.
Yeah.
Those conditions should suit Jack Redden. He's been in the team long enough now. 14 touches and a goal? Come on, man. That's not good enough.
Mm. Definitely. And moving on to the Gold Coast and North Melbourne game. I've never heard of this guy. I think his name's Peter Wright.
2MP, 2 meter Peter.
I've never heard of him.
He was the number 7 draft pick a couple of years ago.
Oh, and then you go like just draft pick after draft pick stashed away. That's probably why.
No, he's a gun. No, he's going to be a superstar. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, so I've been told and doing a bit of research on him, but no, he killed it. Rosa, before he gets injured, knocking out another big score, was really good. And I thought Del Santo and Swallow were also very good.
Yeah, Swallow, well, what about Goldie, man?
Oh, it's Goldie.
It's Goldie.
Insert name here. He's always in there.
Yeah, I don't know whoever dropped Nick Del Santo in our listener league, but thanks, because I picked him up and he knocked me out that pretty nice. Yeah, thanks, Jono. That was pretty handy. I could
don't
use
worry at all.
I can use those 110 mids every day of the week.
No worries. Happy to help.
Bit of big down for our scrub of the century. How is this guy even in a commercial?
I know, because he's from the country.
He jumps over a piece of wood, but I'm pretty sure I've seen that piece of wood collect more possessions in a game.
You're talking about Ben Cunnington, right?
I'm talking about Ben Cunnington. 20 touches, 3 free. Like, your team's just pasting someone. You can't even score 60 in either form.
That's pretty putrid.
Like, your whole job is a midfielder, and you can't even score 60. My God. Robbo, seriously, this was your call. Like, we knew it coming into the year how bad he was at fantasy. Just, seriously, man, just forget it. Just give up. Robbo, honestly, just... I wish I was as drunk as you, Robbo. I'm pretty drunk, too, by the way.
Ooh. And to the Saturday night game, we had the Doggies and the Lions.
Good is it this Friday night? Like, we've had two awesome Friday nights. We had Adelaide Hawthorn this Friday, North Melbourne and the Bulldogs.
Oh, I'm talking to a guy who's a North Melbourne supporter. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great game. He's like, oh, I just wish both teams were at full strength. I'm like, I totally agree, like, with the Doggies missing a few of their back players, but I still think we'll be able to cover and we'll be right.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's fantastic that 1 and 2 on the ladder are playing. That's just great.
Yeah. I just hope it lives up to the hype and not a fizzle.
Oh, well, you know, all you can do is have the best play the best and hope to and see how it comes out.
Yeah, for sure. But speaking of that, Luke Dalhouse, he's now playing the guts and just absolutely destroying it now. So
yeah,
another big game. And I was looking at Lockie Hunter. He's had put together a few good games. And this I got this off Fan Footy. They put him as an astronaut. His game is that so far outside that he's getting it from the moon, basically.
Yeah, look, I thought I basically wrote down on my sheet. I wrote down most dogs is good. I did make a special mention of Tom Campbell.
Yeah, I was got him actually down later on for maybe a ruck pickup because him and Ruffhead seem to work really well together. Both turning up, I think, off the top of my head, and especially Campbell.
Yeah, but he's one of the guys who you wouldn't expect to put in the top guys, so I put him in the top guys. So basically I had a lot of dogs and Dane Zorko.
Yeah, Zorko was really good.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to throw him under the bus, but Easton Wood and Tommy Bell, not good at all.
I actually didn't throw anyone under. I thought it was thereabouts. I mean, Tom Bell killed you in Supercoach, but I'm not going to kill anyone on that game, to be honest.
But this game, get the knives sharpened, dude. So we're talking about
Port and Cats?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Probably only two good guys for Port, and that was Wines and Burn Jones. Like, Burn Jones, I've never even heard of him. He's outscored everyone.
Yeah, Darcy, he's been on the salary cap radar, but Wines, good to see him turn in a good effort. I'm not the biggest Ollie Wines fan, but no, he can knock out a good score every now and again.
And Robbie Gray and Chad, ugh, stinky cheese.
Yeah, well, my best, I had Selwood, Danger, Wines, and Blixarves. And Mitch Duncan really saved his ass with the last quarter.
Didn't like Reece Stanley's game?
Oh, man, Reece Stanley. Actually, it was interesting because in our league of record, I picked up, to stream my ruck, I picked up Lobie, who's got a fantastic history against Port. But this was the game last year where Reece Stanley went full ham. And Reece Stanley did it again. So I was kind of dirty there, but... you know, that's okay. Restand. No, good on you. Good on you. We can appreciate good form.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Chad Gray and Westhoff, man.
Stinky cheese. And Tringo's also been given a week, or offered a week for that hit on Danger.
I thought he should get a week for that beard, but whatever.
It's all good. But moving on to our first Sunday game, we had the Saints and the GWS. I thought it was actually a pretty good game for three quarters, and then GWS just put the afterburners on and blew them out of the water in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'd agree, absolutely. I thought it was a really good game.
Green, Shaw, Coniglia. How good is Tom Scully this year, man?
Man, Tom Scully is benefiting more from this interchange cap than any other player in the league. If you got Tom Scully, you drafted him at a value, and you are loving life.
Absolutely. Like, they showed a passage of play. The ball was in St. Kilda's forward line, where Tom Scully was, and he's just seen where the ball's going. He just gut run 50 metres, got on the end of it, kicked it inside 50 to whoever it was, bang, goal. Like,
but it's good because I remember, you know, even a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, that the GWS guys were like, no one works harder than Tom Scully. Tom Scully's the hardest worker in the club, and it didn't bear out in the fantasy stats. But now it's bearing out.
Right. Yeah, people go, oh, he's a $6 million man. What does he do? Blah, blah, blah. He runs. He runs all day. But
his defense is good. His offense is good now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bearing out in the stats. So, mate, power to you. I'm pleased to see it.
And I thought Nick Riewoldt was absolutely huge.
Mate, Nick Riewoldt was unbelievable.
I do like the look of that Paddy McCartan too. I reckon he's going to be a player too.
Man, he's shown a lot. He's shown a lot in that, you know, early key tournament forward mold who's going to be inconsistent. But Nick Riewoldt, man, if you've got him in your team, you are really, really happy because that guy is just a freak and he's up and down the ground and he's tonning up nonstop.
Absolutely. And I thought Billings had a bit of a quiet one this week, but who had been pretty good recently.
Yeah, I agree. I had Billings on my list, and I thought he was pretty poor, to be honest. He got chances, and he didn't make the most of them. Really bad. And I also had Lockie Whitfield. I really feel like in that sort of a game, Lockie Whitfield should excel, and he really pooped his big boy pants.
Yeah, I suppose when you got Coniglio, Shield, well, even Ward was a little bit quiet, but...
Well, Shield was down as well.
Yeah.
So, but I'll tell you what, man, for the people who tuned in last week to our waiver wire show and put in a bid for Zach Williams...
Reap the rewards.
Yeah, they're feeling pretty damn happy about life right now.
Absolutely.
He had a really good game.
Big time, so... Good on you if you got the Zach Williams.
Yeah.
And moving on to probably the worst game of the round, Freo and Carlton, man, this game was painful to sit through. Barlow was really good after Fife went down. He just like Butler was still playing pretty well with Fife there, but absolutely went up another gear when he went down. MJ, Michael Johnson, was awesome down defence, just marking all those kicks coming inside 50. Gibbs, really good game. Murphy, Cripps, Simpson, couldn't fault them.
Yeah, I basically had all of Carlton, except for the guy in my duds, and Barlow and Neil, because Lockie Neil's
one of the more
consistent players in the game, but it was nice to see Barlow knock out a really nice score as a forward. And I think with Fife down and also, I mean, I know Mundy was also out, but I think with Fife down, he's really going to be a valuable piece to your puzzle.
Oh, big time. And I only had one real dud for the Blues, and that was Cruiser.
Yeah, we're on the same page, man. That was the only dud I had from the game.
I thought, I mean, against Griffin and Clark, he should have towed them up, really, I thought.
Yeah, but I'm really down on that game. I thought Cruiser, there's no excuses. Like, that was
like
poor.
Phillips was playing better than him. Like, Phillips was a first-year player.
But we're on board with Phillips.
Yeah.
Like, well, like we had a question in the preseason about who we thought our fantasy or dynasty rucks were, and we mentioned Lobb and Phillips. And
yeah, absolutely.
It's bearing out. Cause...
Moving on to the Sunday game, Sunday night game, traditional rivals Melbourne and Richmond. Maxie Gawn, how sensational was he?
Like, his first half was amazing, and I was on Twitter, as I am frequently, and people going, oh, he scored 100 in the first half, he's going to score 200. And I was like, yeah, but I remember when I had Luke Parker and he knocked out 80 or something in the first half and he only got 115 or something. Yeah. And he slowed down.
Like, Richmond actually did some work and started sharking his tap-outs. So that's where. So I wasn't getting too advantage at that point. So less points.
But he was great. Jack Viney was great.
Oh man, I love that guy.
You know, we're both huge fans.
Yeah,
huge fans.
I love it. Straight after Rance hit Jack Watts, he just grabs him and puts him on his ass. Like, that was hilarious.
Mm. Yeah, I was also happy to see Miles return to form.
Yeah, big time.
We were big fans on the preseason and. It was good. It was good to see.
Yeah, him and Cochin actually really worked well together in tandem there in the midfield. I thought it was really good.
Man,
and
Cochin is unbelievable this year.
You reckon Brownlow number two for him and Mitchell?
Man, I'd put a top five on him right now.
He's been in unbelievable form. I can't remember his possession, but again, put out a good score. And thought Dom Tyson, again, pretty good.
Yeah, Dom Tyson Ruthie was just fine.
Ruthie seems to be just releasing the shackles a bit.
Oh, mate, Ruzzi's wave really should get the three votes here.
Sensational.
I was watching him in the post-game. Did you watch the post-game press conference? And Ruzzi was basically choking on his words and coughing up a storm because he inhaled his bong to, I don't know. But that wave didn't move.
No, it's like Cochin's hair when they were pushing and shoving him at quarter time. Like, you can't move that hair.
No, you can't. You can't. Oh, but Basher.
Oh. No. Before we move on, Saturday night, on the Thursday show, we mentioned how my brother was trying to imitate Trent Cotchin with the hair. I was out for drinks with him on Saturday night for his birthday, and his wife actually stepped in and asked me and you to please stop teasing him.
But I haven't teased him. Well, this is you. This is all you, buddy. Hey, man,
You were included. But
I'm not stepping between, you know, a woman and her man, especially if he looks like Trent Cotchin.
So
I might get tangled into an Instagram feud and.
Well, the good thing is she doesn't have Instagram, or Twitter, so we're fine.
Oh, okay, that's all right then.
We're fine.
Well, I'll just wait till this gets played to her and we lose our testicles.
So I thought that was pretty funny.
So moving on to hairy testicles, Basher Hooley.
Stinky
cheese.
2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Nathan Jones again, pretty quiet, I thought. Just a quiet game.
Look, it's not a super... Like, we know how the games are going now, so we're seeing less of these inside mids get... Big scores all the time.
Unless you're Luke Parker.
Like, he didn't kill you, but yeah, okay, you weren't happy, but Hooley was the guy I thought killed you.
Yeah. And I thought Rance was a bit quiet too from the scores he was popping out.
Oh, he was okay.
Oh, sorry, no, I just had Rance down because of the dog act, sorry.
No, he was fine. He was fine for score-wise.
Yep.
Might not give you much over the next 2 weeks, though.
No, that's a bold move, Cotton, if you do play him. But moving on to the game today on Anzac Day, which was over at quarter time. Man, were Collingwood good or Essendon just bad?
I think we all got to see Collingwood play closer to what Collingwood can play like, with Pendles basically perma-mid now.
And no Travis Cloak to kick it to row 27 in the southern stand.
Look, Travis Cloak, man, I still think Travis Cloak gets an unfair shake, but they mentioned there was some massive, like the 13 or 15 or something like the crazy high number of Essendon players who'd never played on Anzac Day. Man, if you're at the MCG on Anzac Day, I'll tell you what, it is a different feeling to any other game I've ever been to in my life. So,
I've never been to an Anzac game, so I can't comment.
Mate, it is unbelievable, the difference in feeling. I haven't been to a grand final, so I can't comment compared to what it feels like to that. But I've been to a lot of football games, and it's just different, and it's special. And if you haven't played it, it'd probably be a bit intimidating. So, I give the Essendon guys a little bit of a pass, but we'll find out how good Collingwood are next week when they go over to Perth and play the Eagles, where they will get enhanced.
And, yeah, especially, like, man, Sidey, how good was him? Pendles in the guts. Mason Cox in his first game was unreal.
Yeah, first goal of the match. Amazing effort by Mason, but Pendles, Sidey.
Are we seeing the best of Fasolo now that he's got a preseason under him?
Yeah. Look,
I thought he was good too.
Yeah, he was fine. I thought Taylor Adams was pretty good. He sort of looked to be...
Copped a bit of a knock early, but came back on and he was pretty good.
Yeah, that was really early, and he basically didn't play guts. He was sort of coming off the back of the square. But can I just give a little holler out to my boy? Orazio!
It was good.
You know, it was good. Man, that guy's scoring 90s like every freaking week.
Destroyed by, what, 14 goals, whatever it was. He was good.
Yeah, two goals and 25 touches. Like, that's, man, that's pretty good.
Can't complain about
for
that.
A guy, hey, he was our top waiver claim last week, and if you got him, man, you weren't disappointed.
And if you want to go to the other end, who this guy we've been talking up all year, Zach Merritt, put in an absolute stinker.
I was really surprised, man. I thought he was going to burn the house down, and it just didn't happen.
No, well, man, they were pretty putrid with their ball movement, and Collingwood's pressure was pretty good, so...
But I also want to give a bit of a dishonourable mention to one of our favourites, actually, and that's Brody Grundy.
Yeah, he wasn't great. I thought he would have taken up a little bit better to Leuenberger, but Louis killed him.
Yeah, I thought Louis was really good, and I thought Brody Grundy, we usually love him around the ground, but he really didn't have his usual impact, so...
No.
If you listened to us a couple of weeks ago and managed to sell him for any parts, then you're probably pretty happy about life.
And, yeah, I'd expect it to continue next week against Nick Nat over in Perth.
Oosh.
Woof. But you got any other players you want to mention there?
No, that's the cut of my jib.
No. So we'll get on to some waiver wires for the week where... I'm not sure when things open, but should be pretty soon. But one guy I've been keeping my eye on for the last 2 weeks, Dean Kent from Melbourne.
Nice. He's a forward. I'm a bit worried about Dean Kent's skin folds.
He's a big boy, yeah.
He's a big unit.
But only in 20% of teams. We get all our data percentages off the Ultimate Footy League, so 20% there. Probably not going to be in your Elite or Supercoach. Sorry, he will be in the pool in your Elite and Supercoach.
Man, if he's only 20%, he's definitely in your other leagues. Melbourne plays St Kilda next week, so that's a pretty good matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's done really well the last couple of weeks. So I think now with Suckling, I've got to put him on the bench. He could be coming into my team.
Interesting. Who else you got there?
Benny Brown. I had him in my team for a week because he was doing pretty well. Stunk it up for 1 week, but now he's done really well the last 2 weeks and in 30% of teams as well.
Playing against the Bulldogs this week.
Yeah, like Bulldogs don't have a lot of gorillas, so maybe Marcus Adams will take him and Roughhead play more defence, but still, Benny Brown is a pretty athletic player and can get around them, I would say.
Oh, he kicked a really nice goal on the weekend. It showed a bit of athletic ability.
Turned Adam's side inside out. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was really nice. Actually, in that same game, Toby McLean.
Yep. Kicked a goal in every one of his games he's played so far.
Yeah, and we love that consistency from guys we're picking up off waivers. He got the late call-up, but I thought he played pretty well. Certainly did enough to hold his spot. You know, it's a tough matchup against North, but North give up goals.
They do. And it'll be interesting. I've got Tommy Campbell, who's only in 38% of teams. Him and Rufford, I mean, they had a pretty good ruckman in Steph Martin. Maybe slightly concussion affected still, but against Goldie, you know, they did the same job. It would be an awesome game.
I don't know. I worry against Goldie, but hey, his scores were great, and if you needed a ruckman, I'm sure you could do worse.
Ruffy's a pretty good jump ruckman. Like, he can get up high, so when they played him last year, it was a pretty good battle, actually.
Yeah, Goldie's hit-outs haven't been fantastic this year, but his around-the-groundwork's been just second to none.
He's like, what is he, like fifth on the Coleman or something? Like, he's kicking goals now, so...
Yeah.
Who else you got there?
I got Darcy Byrne-Jones, if you're looking... Yeah.
Yeah.
His scores have been good. Port are just a shambles, so the ball's heading down to defence a fair bit. He's getting the ball. Also, Tom Bug. You got a lot of criticism on social media for doing the old shh.
Yeah, but that was from Richmond supporting journos from the Herald Sun. Stuffed, you guys.
I love it.
Yeah. Characters. We need characters in the game.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. It's not like he was giving them the bird or anything like that. I like a bit of
handcuff thing and all that. But
yeah, I like the villain.
Yeah, like Melbourne have been down for years. They're destroying a team that, you know, is supposed to be top four this year. Good on them. Show it. Do it. I love it.
We're wrestling fans, Jono, and we love a villain.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I'll give him props, but he's scoring pretty good as well.
Yeah, big time.
So,
another mid I liked was Rory Atkins. The last few weeks been going pretty well. 23% of teams.
Yeah, for sure. The Crows are on fire, so why not? Still, Dan Menzel.
Yeah, he's my last guy on my list. Dan Menzel, 67% of teams. Yeah, had another good game on the weekend.
Yeah, I think Geelong, especially this week against Gold Coast, you know, it's a really good matchup for him. Harry Taylor's scoring.
No defenders still.
Yeah, look, Harry Taylor scored really well the last couple of weeks. I know they played pretty good teams, but, you know, he might be back to his old scoring ways. We know the defender school is pretty thin. Harry Taylor, hey, look, if he's on your waivers, he might be a great option.
I had Harry Taylor last year and no one wanted him.
No one still wants him. That's why he's on waivers.
Yeah, that is true. What, Harry Taylor's in the pool, is he?
I don't know, maybe. Oh, in our league of record. I'm not sure, but he was in 40% of ultimate footy pools.
Wow, okay.
So, Jeremy McGovern.
Yeah.
He's not highly owned. He's had some good scores in good matchups. They're playing Collingwood this week. We know Collingwood traditionally... The half-backs generally score well against Collingwood. I know he's more of a tall player, but he might be a guy who can read the play very well. Collingwood, the foot skills have been poor most of the year. I wouldn't read too much into the Essendon game like they were playing against Witches Hatch, as John has said. He might be a guy you can pick up cheap.
And Jeremy McGovern's brother, Mitch, he's been pretty solid last couple of weeks as well. I actually really liked his game on Friday night.
He's been playing good footy, but just
the scores haven't translated.
Yeah, that's right. Just one of those guys who seems like a good player, but not fantasy relevant.
Yeah,
which is fine.
Yeah, but yeah, hopefully he can convert to some big scores later on.
Yeah, I'll say Jack Watts, man. Jack Watts still
he's still there.
And he's playing St Kilda.
Oh, man, he should destroy him.
He should go well against St Kilda. I mean, the guy's he's a dead-eye dick, so much so that I'm going to segue into the next guy, Tory Dixon.
Yep.
Came out and scored pretty nicely, although they're playing North this week, so might not be the week to roll him out.
They're probably locked down on Jake Stringer as they normally do, which would free him up. And then maybe if they do bring in Redpath or Boyd, if he's fit, to play on Scott Thompson, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Get that third or fourth defender.
Yeah. Either way, I'd certainly shade Menzel and Watts over Dixon, but look, it's just an option.
Yeah.
And my last guy is Orizio. He might still be on your waiver. And wow. If you want a defender who can knock out 90,
grab him.
the dude doesn't even play defense. He plays between the arcs. He kicks goals. You know, that's just a great combo for anything you want.
Perfect.
Yeah, but, you know, get him and trade him. Don't expect him to keep scoring 95 or whatever the hell he scored today.
94, 95.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can get him, find that value and flick him. Yeah, although they're playing Carlton this week, so maybe he scores massive again. Who knows?
Coming back from Perth, you tip Essendon.
Oh, man, I don't think I have the balls to tip this game. I might just leave it blank and hope it's a draw.
No, I backed Essendon today. I'm going to back them again.
They're flat today, man. They'd want to respond.
Big time. And a young team coming back from Perth, it's still a big trip. That's why I tipped Melbourne this week and against the Tigers, even though they were pretty putrid against the Eagles last week.
I think Melbourne are just a bit better team. Like Melbourne are playing pretty good football.
And they're good to watch. That's for sure.
For sure.
And so trade targets. Got any trade targets you're looking at this week, Steve?
Yeah, I got some trade targets. I was a bit disappointed. I didn't manage to pull off any trades this week, but it's not going to stop me trying. Couple buys. Bashahuli, man.
Oh, yeah.
Bashahuli's a huge buy target. There's no way he keeps playing this bad. We know he's a quality player. The owner who's had him is coming off two crappy Bashahuli scores. There's no good defenders in this year. He might be a guy you can get a really nice price.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're playing Port this week. Port are pathetic. Like,
and with Rant out too, he should be running rampant. I know they play some different roles, but he should run rampant.
Well, you'd hope so, but I think he's he's my number one go get target.
Yep.
I got a sell target though, Jono.
Yeah.
JPK.
JPK. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I would have thought that if ever JPK was going to mash it up, it was in the wet last week. And he basically just scored around 100.
He seems to have taken a backseat behind Mitchell and Parker, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, my problem is I'm not sure he's getting to enough contests. Like,
yeah.
He's not the endurance beast that the other guys are. Like, he's a huge unit, and they sent him forward, which is fine, but it's not his natural position. No. But I'm just worried that he can't get to enough contests that his scores are going to be that high.
Good call. But we have seen him do this before, where he'll get 100, 100, 100, and then just absolutely monster it later in the season. So,
look, I'm just saying he's someone, because his scores aren't bad, like his scores are fine. Like the guy had 31 touches on the weekend, right?
Yep.
He had 31 touches and he got 99 and 101.
Wow.
So for mine, Josh Kennedy might be someone he's someone who could fetch some serious value. Like you could partner him with someone else and maybe look to get a captain option. I don't know. There's not many captain options this year. So
no. But one guy that owners may like to sell and other people definitely want to buy, Dusty Martin. Hasn't been producing those scores that we're accustomed to, so could be a couple of owners there just looking to trade him out, looking for something better, but it's one I'd be looking at.
Yeah, no, he's actually on my list as well. Jono was a buy target.
Yeah, because surely Richmond could have traded or turn around and start playing better footy, but...
Yeah, well, look, I've actually had a couple thoughts on this. I think he's a buy target, definitely, because Deledio is out.
Just taking that, getting all that extra attention, you think?
Just getting a bit of extra attention. But my other concern was, actually, remember about 4 years ago, we all used to wait for Dusty Martin to blow up with 50, 60-point first halves and then just fall off the cliff?
Yeah, yeah, like, no tank.
My concern is maybe Dusty doesn't have a tank. Maybe he's in the same boat as JPK. Maybe he's not getting to enough contests.
Yeah, I always thought he'd been working on that, getting that tank, but obviously it's showing up because and getting that extra attention as well. Who knows? But
my thing with Dusty's a buy target for me if you can get him for the right price, because I feel like the Dusty owner is probably going to still command a high price.
Oh, for sure, and so he should. I mean, what is he? The top two? He's in the top three scoring in Supercoach and fantasy, so...
You would have spent a very high pick on Dusty in either form.
And one that people could be looking to rage sell is Robbie Gray. Started with on a house on fire, but now a couple of poor scores, people just like get rid of him. But again, similar to Dusty and JPK, you'd want a pretty premium price in return for it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. Robbie Gray is certainly a captain option when he's on the field. I know he hasn't been putting out captain scores. You'd want to see him turn it around, but if you're going to buy him, now's the time to do it before he does turn it around.
Mm.
You're still going to have to pay something for him, but I think I agree, John. I totally agree. Now's the time to buy him.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one of maybe... I don't know what you get for him, but you could float him out, is Dion Prestia.
Yeah, are you telling him sell target?
As a sell target, yeah. You put him out as a floater, just see what the market's like, you would think.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
We know he can play well. All depends on the owner, I suppose, on what they want in return. But like, if they're a mid-heavy team and need a defender, trade with a team that's got pretty heavy in defence or forwards.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. He's... do you trust him, though?
That's the big question. That's why I've got a big maybe next to him. It's like, I like the guy, but can I trust it?
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I got a guy down as a buy target who's his teammate. Michael Riccitelli.
You've been solid.
You will not find many more solid players than Michael Riccitelli, and his average is severely affected by his 16 or in
24, whatever it was against Fremantle, sorry.
Yeah, where he was violently ill in the first quarter. Aside from that, the guy basically knocks out 100 in both forms every single week. But yep. He's someone that guys will be willing to sell.
Yeah, he's a bit unsexy player, and it's like, Riccitelli. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we talk these unsexy guys who you can acquire, like your Scott Thompsons. Although Scott Thompson, man, if someone has him, they ain't getting rid of him now.
No.
He's a captain option now. Okay. But Michael Riccitelli, he might be someone who gets maybe asked for a deal that you oversell and then they throw him in his steak knives because he's Michael Riccitelli. Who cares? But man, I'll give you the hot tip. David Swallow, mate, he ain't coming back this year. Like, if he does, it's super, super late. Prestia's got injury concerns. Ablett's got injury concerns. O'Meara's got injury concerns.
Hallahan's on the long-term injury list.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Riccitelli, this guy is just an inside mid, but he can run as well. Like, he's a smart player.
Yeah, he was sick the other week, but he never gets injured.
Yeah, that's right, man. Really, I just feel like it's not a big sexy pick like a Pendlebury or something, but I feel like he's someone you could acquire.
And be great for your depth. If you're looking for depth in your midfield, it'd be fantastic.
But I mean, I had Bonampelli offered to me this week in a trade deal, which is fine, but I can't start him before Michael Riccitelli. And how crazy does that sound?
That's very crazy because he, yeah, that's just throwing me.
but the scores reflect that you can't.
No, that's true. Like, Rusciatelli's been awesome, whereas the Bonters stunk it up to a degree.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I got one more, and that is Alex Rance as a bye.
Really?
Well, think about it like this. The guy's missing 2 weeks.
Yep.
But how many better defenders are there than Alex Rance?
Maybe one or two, three.
Bloody not many. And we are super thin on defenders this year. Man, if you can find any way to get Alex Rance, man, if that, like, if the Alex Rance owner is struggling for wins, I'd float an offer.
Yeah, big time.
Just my two cents. Like, I don't know, maybe it makes sense for your team and your league. Maybe it doesn't. It's certainly more of a super coach float than fantasy. Obviously, you can probably pick Rance up on waivers in fantasy, but
I don't think anyone's owning Rance in fantasy, are they?
Yeah, but in Supercoach, the guy is just a lockdown beast defender who scores huge. He's going to miss 2 weeks. Maybe you can find some value. I don't know. It's an option.
Big option. Something to consider during the week.
Hmm.
So, no questions this week, Steve?
No questions this week. Been getting smashed through the week and on Thursdays for questions, but not on a Monday.
So you were talking to me earlier in the week about a guy called Shane Strempel. Can you please explain to our listeners who Shane Strempel is?
Yeah, one of my favourite footy characters is Robert Walls, basically because he's the most horrible coach and commentator of maybe all time.
And he's slightly insane.
And he's slightly? He's
pretty much insane.
Pretty much insane. Like, you know, whenever a key forward isn't touching the ball, it's the old throw him in the ruck until that ruck blows his knee out a la Roughhead. But when he was coaching the Brisbane Bears, there was a guy called Shane Strempel. And I can't remember how it went down. Like, maybe he was slacking off or whatever. But he got Strempel in a ring of guys, of players, and they all put on boxing gloves and basically beat Strempel to a pulp.
So and he basically watched Full Metal Jacket the night before. Man, instead of rolling the soap up, they just...
This is Wolsey. Wolsey just... This is how I roll. So, yeah, we thought we'd initiate a section called Who Would You Like to See Get Strempled?
Robbie Gray, thank you very much.
So yeah. You'd like to see Robbie Gray get strampled?
Oh yeah, he needs it. Well, you look what happened at in Full Metal Jacket when he got strampled, became an elite soldier. Mind you, he did kill himself in the end, but
well, what? He wasn't on your fantasy team, so it's okay that he kills himself.
No, I'm talking about the guy from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. No, you're not on my fantasy team now.
Yeah, so you're happy with that ending.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to throw Damien Hardwick into the ring.
Oh!
You can get strampled, Damien Hardwick. I'll tell you why.
What about Hinkley and and Lyon?
No, any Brett Delidio owner out there knew he wasn't going to play, but had a freaking glimmer.
Except for one.
And had a freaking glimmer of hope in their eye. And you knew he wasn't going to play. Give him some more soft junior Sharons or whatever the hell you were letting him kick with.
McDonald's footies used to
be him some. Give him some foosballs. And no, you can get strampled, Dimmer.
Big time. Mm. Big time. Everyone knew he wasn't playing. I mean, yeah, come on. Right. Even the journalists were like, oh, he's going to play. I'm like, anyone with half a brain knew he wasn't playing.
Well, they should rest him for matches they know they can't win, like against Melbourne.
And who are Richmond playing this week? Port?
Yeah. Oh, man, what a barn burner that is.
Yeah. Just like how the Demons are going to be playing the Satans this week.
Oh, the Satans.
The Satans, yeah. I couldn't believe that when I saw that last night.
Yeah, actually, I think it's a good week of matchups. Like, man, what are Adelaide going to do to Fremantle?
Whoa.
Actually, I look forward to GWS versus Hawthorn.
That will be a ripping game, I reckon. So, love the way GWS are playing at the moment.
But man, North and Western Bulldogs, that should be great.
Geelong Gold Coast, that can be pretty good.
Nah, I reckon Geelong will smash them.
Brisbane Sydney, boring. Carlton Essendon, just for the crapness factor.
That's going to be a tight match, surely.
Oh man, that's going to be a horrible game to watch live on Channel 7 too, people. And West Coast.
So Johnny, you don't have any shares in Channel 7?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so.
Nope. Anything else to finish off the show, Steve?
Just really appreciative of all the people who are leaving us reviews on iTunes. Really fantastic. Like, we thank you so much for that. It means a lot to the show, even though it's only 5 seconds of your time. So if you can spare it and you haven't left a review, we really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, any question, whether how bad or good it may be, please send it through. We're happy to answer it and read it out on the air and discuss it. And even yeah.
How's your I'm looking at your at our listener league here, Jono.
0-5, baby.
It's not working out for you, buddy.
It is not.
I got a win this week.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah, I was tracking all right and then just fell in a big hole like yet again. It's me lineups, man. I keep tinkering and it doesn't work. Tinkering, man. Just set and forget.
You know what got me over the line?
What's that?
Del Santo.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I needed Delidio. I actually put him on the field in that league.
Wow.
But I had McLean on the bench.
Okay. So, I had Mitch Wallace and Kobe Stevens again on the bench.
Oh, that good worked. Work. Good yeah. work, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I keep rotating, you see, and then one goes bad, one goes good, one goes bad. So I just, again, I keep tinkering too much.
Ah, that'll cost you.
Yeah. But that wraps up the show for today. If you do want to follow us on social media, please do head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. And also head over to Libsyn or Stitcher or iTunes. Leave us a review. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.